up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located on 1101 Reserve Street. Now, the team standings for Hour 4. In fifth place with 670 points is the Knights of Neat. In fourth place with 690 points is Freshly Squeezed. In third place with 705 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 875 points is Dad's Computers, 35 years of trivia. And in first place with 885 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in Hour 4. Question 1 is worth 20 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 185 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, the point value for the point values for question in Hour 4 is question 1 is worth 20 points, question 2 is worth 10 points, question 3 is worth 10 points, question 4 is worth 185 points, question 5 is worth 10 points, question 6 is worth 10 points, question 7 is worth 10 points, and question 8 is worth 10 points. And now, now the question 1 of Hour 6 of Trivia 44. When comic book characters Mickey Mouse and his pal Goofy successfully deliver their cargo to Pingula, Goofy asks for and receives a tip for their actions in delivering the goods. What did they get as a tip? Once again, question 1 of Hour 6 of Trivia 44. When comic book characters Mickey Mouse and his pal Goofy successfully deliver their cargo to Pingula, Goofy asks for and receives a tip for their action in delivering the goods. What did they get as a tip? Thank you and good luck, trivia players.
Thank you. gonna be standing on the fucking side. Busting out and breaking ground. Come on, sailing on. Just sailing on. Sailing on the higher ground.
When a comic book character's Mickey Mouse and his pal Goofy successfully deliver their cargo to Pingolia, Goofy asks for and receives a tip for their actions in delivering the goods. What did they get as a tip? Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question one, hour six. When comic book characters Mickey Mouse and his pal Goofy successfully deliver their cargo to Pangolia, Goofy asks for and receives a tip for their actions in delivering the goods. What did they get as a tip? The answer? Bananas. Once again, the answer to question one, hour six, bananas. Moving on to question two of hour six. What is the trademark name of the product which shows bulls running from the users of this product? Once again, question two of hour six. What is the trademark name of this product which shows bulls running from the users of this product? Good luck from 90FM. What is the trademark name of the product which shows bowls running from the users of this product? Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question two of hour six. Once again, what is the trademark name of the product which shows bulls running from the users of this product? The answer, AutoStop. Once again, the answer to question two of hour six, AutoStop. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number two. From where you are right now, go past ATM. Now turn left, go past the bowling area, the stumpy fire hydrant, and the well. Now turn right, oh, another well, go past the flat top shrubs, turn left, look another well, go past the white flowers. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number two. From where you are now, go past ATM, now turn left, go past the bowling area, the stumpy fire hydrant, and the well. Now turn right. Oh, another well. Go past the flat top shrubs. Now turn left. Look, another well. go past the white flowers. 90 of them reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There is no need for any teams to use flashlights or any other type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from the grants of the Noel Group, taking trivia to a career path. The Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Galaxy Comics, Games, and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters. It's located in 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Hoffman's Hobby Sports. Season to season, year to year, when it comes to sports, you'll find it here at Cops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Plover Road, Plover. Moving on to question three of hour six. What is the name of the fictional record store where sitcom character Nate Solomon is employed? Once again, question three of hour six. What is the name of the fictional record store where sitcom character Nate Solomon is employed? Good luck from 90FM.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars.
Once again, question three, what is the name of the fictional record store where sitcom character Nate Solomon is employed?
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend could never. Yes.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question three of hour six. Once again, what is the name of the fictional record store where sitcom character Nate Solomon is employed? That answer, Lost Tracks. Once again, the answer to question three, hour six, Lost Tracks. Moving on to question four of hour six. What is the first, middle, and last name of big screen character that was betrayed by the authorities by the fictional scientist Nathan Bryce? Once again, question four, hour six. What is the first, middle, and last name of the big screen character that was betrayed to the authorities by fictional scientist Nathan Bryce? Good luck from 90FM.
Ahead of that woman like she don't belong to you. Just cause her got them little skinny legs, you know that ain't no way to do. You didn't act like that when you had it home behind closed doors. All right. Now you act like you're ashamed of the woman. Don't even want nobody to know she's yours. That's all right. You just walk on, baby. Don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. They call there some man somewhere who'll take you, baby. Skinny legs and all. Keep on walking, baby. Show you what I'm talking about. Listen to this. Now, who'll take the woman with the skinny legs? Stand right there, baby. I'm going to give you away in a minute. Come on, somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs.
All right.
Now, y'all know the lady with skinny legs got to have somebody, too, now.
I don't know.
Will somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs, please? Hey, Joe. Yeah, Bobby. Why don't you take her? Yeah, boo. I don't want no woman with no skinny legs. Look here. I thought about giving this woman a Clyde, but no. So I know the kind of women Clyde like. Little Leroy will take her. Stan Leroy, you got it. Now, why you want to act like that man ain't yours? Just because he's walking with you with them raggedy clothes. Man just forgot to get his suit out to clean us, that's all. All right. All right. Act like that man don't belong to you. Go on over there and kiss him and hold his hand. Say, you ain't gonna do what? That's all right. You just walk on, mister. And don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. They call there some woman somewhere who'll take you, Mr. Raggedy Cole. Yes, they will. Let's keep on walking.
What is the first, middle, and last name of big screen character that was betrayed by the authorities by fictional scientist Nathan Bryce? Good luck.
You cry when you see I'm gone. You know there ain't no woman gonna settle me down. I just gotta be traveling on. I'm singing. Green, green, it's green, they say, on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still. Now there ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna tell me how to spend my time.
I'm just a good loving rambling man. Say, buddy, can you spare me a dime? You hear me crying, it's a
green, green industry, they say, on the far side of the hill.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question four of hour six. Once again, what is the first, middle, and last name of the big screen character that was portrayed by to the authorities by fictional scientist Nathan Bryce? The answer, Thomas Jerome Newton. Once again, the answer to question four, hour six, Thomas Jerome Newton.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success-inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Question five of hour six. Economy cars seem to be the in thing, but they have been for years. What is the year, make, and model of the auto which was promoted in print advertising as providing economy without cramps? Please be complete and specific. Once again, question five, hour six. Economy cars seem to be the in thing, but have been for years. What is the year, make, and model of the auto which was promoted in print advertising as providing economy without cramps? Please be please be complete and specific. Good luck from 90 FM. Economy cars seem to be the in thing, but have been for years. What is the year, make, and model of the auto which was promoted in print advertising as providing economy without cramps? Please be complete and specific.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Oh, yeah, family affair.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question five of hour six. Once again, economy cars seem to be the in thing, but they have been for years. What is the year, make, and model of the auto which was promoted in print advertising as providing economy without cramps? Please be complete and specific. The answer, the 1974 Chevrolet Nova 6. Once again, the answer to question five, hour six, the 1974 Chevrolet Nova 6. Moving on to question six, hour six. What is the name of the animated? What is the name of the animated dog who said Papa was a Rolling Stone, wherever he laid his leash was his home? Once again, question six, hour six. What is the name of the animated dog who said Papa was a Rolling Stone, wherever he laid his leash was his home? Good luck from 90 FM.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, howdy-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so we help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know?
chug-a-luck, chug-a-luck, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered-up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink a fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-luck, chug-a-luck. Make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-luck, chug-a-luck, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get stuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug-a-luck, chug-a-luck. Make you want to holler,
don't. What is the name of the animated dog who said Papa was a Rolling Stone, wherever he laid his leash was his home? Good luck from 90 FM. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question six of hour six. Once again, what is the name of the animated dog who said, Papa was a Rolling Stone, wherever he laid his leash was his home? The answer, Bob. Once again, the answer to question six, hour six, Bob. Moving on to question seven of hour six. Within an hour and 50 minutes, four golfers each recorded a hole-in-one using a 7-iron on the same hole during a United States Golf Association Men's Open Tournament. Doug Weaver and Mark Wiebe were the two golfers. What were the first and last names of the other two golfers. Once again, within an hour and 50 minutes, four golfers each recorded a hole-in-one using a seven iron on the same hole during a United States Golf Association Men's Open Tournament. Doug Weaver and Mark Wiebe were the two golfers. What were the first and last names of the other two golfers? Good luck from 90 FM.
I don't tip the boat for a
rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of a wind. And your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me. Storm. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Within an hour and 50 minutes, four golfers each recorded a hole-in-one using a 7-iron on the same hole during a United States Golf Association Men's Open Tournament. Doug Weaver and Mark Wiebe were two of the golfers. What were the first and last names of the other two golfers?
Thank you.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question seven of hour six. Once again, within an hour and 50 minutes, four golfers each recorded a hole-in-one using a 7-iron on the same hole during the United States Golf Association Men's Open Tournament. Doug Weaver and Mark Wiebe were two of the golfers. What were the first and last name of the other two players? The answer, Jerry Pate and Nick Price. Once again, the answer to question seven, hour six, Jerry Pate and Nick Price. I got a little special guest in the studio with me. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Hi there, man.
How you doing?
Okay, you know what? I mean, I'm just going out on a limb here. My good buddy in the Parks Department, Tom Schrader. You know, Tom, seriously, you change one of the signs, one of the city park signs, to a day before trivia?
What was Tom thinking?
Tom! In the last stone clue, just ignore the white flowers, okay? The white flowers are gone. Tom Schrader, I guess he's anti-botany or something. he goes out and he sprays flowers with
pesticide
with Agent Orange. You know, I mean, like it's just this giant Agent Orange thing that he's got going on. So. In the last Trivia Stone Clue, Group A, number two, would you disregard the white flowers because Tom Schrader doesn't like white flowers?
All right. Thank you, Jim. All right, moving on. Question eight, hour six. What is the first and last name of the sitcom character that, at the age of eight, was said to be equivalent to 40 in weasel ears? Once again, question eight, hour six. What is the first and last name of the sitcom character that in the age of eight was said to be equivalent to 40 in weasel years? Good luck from 90FM.
Starting to worry me. I ain't ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me. Just keep it friendly, girl, 'cause I don't wanna leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, 'cause I can't breathe. Girl, you're a hot-blooded woman child, and it's warm where you're touching me. But I can tell by your trembling smile, you're seeing way too much in me. Girl, don't let your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take no clinging vine.
Baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, don't get hooked on me.
What is the first and last name of the sitcom character that at the age of 8 was said to be equivalent to 40 in weasel years?
Roll out, go, lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies. Then lock the house up. Now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda.
Down in the back, phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question 8, hour 6. What is the first and last name of the sitcom character that at the age of 8 had said to be equivalent to 40 in weasel years? Answer, Ray Barone. Once again, the answer to question 8, hour 6, Ray Barone.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good evening with 90 FM News. I'm Mikey Kliss. Usually it's zombies causing a disaster and not saving the day. Jeremy Zelkowitz, haunted house promoter in full zombie makeup, is being credited with rescuing the cat disaster, whom he saw crossing the 42nd Street early Saturday morning. Zelkowitz dropped off Disaster at a nearby animal hospital, and after they scanned the chip implanted in him, found out he belonged to the police, New York police officer Jeremy Helenson. Helenson said Thursday that he adopted